Psalm 119. And I want you to remember something, that in the Proverbs, when he mentions statutes, when he mentions commandments, when he mentions laws, when he mentions precepts, all of those are different words that refer to God's Word. Now listen to what he says. Beginning in verse 24 of Psalm 119. Listen to what he says. Start with 23. Even though princes sit and talk against me, listen, thy servant meditates on thy statutes. That's his word. Thy testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. Listen, one of the ways to learn to walk wisely, associate with wise people. Heed godly counsel. The godliest counsel is his word. Go back up to verse 15. The psalmist says, I will meditate on thy precepts. Not just read them. I will meditate on thy precepts and regard thy ways. That is, I will follow what I read. Now I want you to turn, if you will, to verse 97. There are several verses here. 97. This is a wonderful passage. Listen to what he says, what happens when you and I meditate on God's Word. What happens to you? What will happen to your mind and your thinking? Beginning in 97. Oh, how I love thy law. It is my meditation all the day. That is, it's continuously in my mind. Thy commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for they're ever mine. I have more insight than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. That's what I'm thinking about. That's what I'm meditating on. I understand more than the aged, because I have observed thy precepts. Look at that. We said one of the ways that you acquire wisdom is observation, because I observe thy precepts. Then he says, I have restrained my feet from the evil way, that is, from walking unwisely, in order that I may keep thy word. I have not turned aside from thine ordinances, for thou thyself hast taught me. How sweet are thy words to my taste, yes, sweeter than honey to my mouth. From thy precepts, from thy word, I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. What an awesome passage of Scripture. Look at that. He says, meditating upon his word makes me wiser than my enemies, more insight than my teachers, gives me more understanding than the aged. He says, these are the things that happen when you and I meditate upon God's Word. So we don't have anything to fear. So what we want to do is we want to build into our mental grid these spiritual principles so that when some decision comes along, we know right now, is that the wise thing to do? Is it the unwise thing to do? You know, well, oftentimes when I see people struggling, well, I just don't know what to do and I just don't know which way to turn. I know that there are some decisions. Listen carefully. The answer does not come immediately for some very specific reasons. We've talked about that. Sometimes God delays his answer to get our attention, change our sense of direction, change our whole attitude about what we're asking about. His plan isn't ready at this point. So God has very specific reasons sometimes for not showing us immediately what to do. But one thing is certain, he is committed to showing you and me exactly what to do, and his timing is always perfect. Now, we make lots of decisions in a given day. They get thrown at us. We have to make them. And so when we are walking wisely, God is there to help us make the right decision every time if we're walking wisely. And one of the ways to learn to walk wisely is learning to meditate upon his word. You cannot walk in wisdom and neglect this book. It's not enough just to come to hear a message from me or from anyone else. That's one thing. But it says you and I begin to meditate upon his word. Remember we said, ask questions about it. What does it say about me? What is it saying to me? Is this a word of encouragement? Is this a caution? Is this a warning? Is this a sense of direction? Are you giving me a little idea of something, Lord, that's down the pike a ways? Are you trying to show me? In other words, if God keeps bringing you back to the same passage over and over again, God is trying to say something very specific to you in that passage. And so if I'm going to learn to walk wisely, I must learn. Listen, I must determine. I must make it a part of my life. I must make it my lifestyle that daily I'm going to be in his word, whether it's reading a few verses or a whole chapter. Listen carefully. As I've said this before, I'm all for reading through the Bible all through the year. But if you just read through it and close it, you've missed it. God has something to say. In other words, we don't read the Bible so we can boast of having read it. We read the Bible to discover who God is, what he's like, and what he's doing in our life, what he wants to do, so that we can be men and women who are godly in our lifestyle and wise in our walk. If I'm going to walk wisely, God's word's got to be a part of my life. It doesn't make any difference what else I say. I'm going to tell you it's the most important thing, because there's no such thing as walking wisely and neglecting the word of God. That's the way. Listen. How do the principles stay before me? How do I keep the principles before me? I keep the principles before me because I keep my eyes in the Word of God. And when you and I are reading it daily, somebody says, well, you know, I just never have understood it very well. You know how to understand it? Start reading it. You start reading it, God will give you understanding. If you say, Lord, I feel so ignorant. I've only been saved a few months or 2 weeks or 2 days. And God, this book is such a mystery to me. How in the world am I going to ever understand it? And I agree. When you open up this book that's been around for all these thousands of years, 66 books that make up the Bible and all these different people, all the things that Jesus said, at first it may be confusing, but here's one thing I know. If you will say, God, I want to understand your word with all of my heart. I promise you the Spirit of God who lives on the inside of you will begin to open your mind. And what you'll discover is when you open the Word of God, this book that was a stranger to you for so long has become this awesome treasure. The most important thing in your house today, tomorrow, and any other day is a copy of the Word of God. Meditating upon the Word, if you want to walk in wisdom, absolutely essential.